All right, this is the life of a podcaster. I was at work, I got busted trying to do the podcast on my lunch break, and then now I'm in the car on the way back from getting groceries, and we got to finish the pod.
What room were you in when you got busted?
It's like a phone room, like a phone booth room. But someone tried to open the door, and I think it was one of my coworkers looking for me. And then they, instead of just giving me a call or a text, he wanted to seek me out.
Honestly, the reason I asked, it sounded like you were in the bathroom. You're like, oh, I'm in here.
I was doing the podcast in the bathroom.
You got to put
No, it was a
on for
phone
this part
room. I
two.
had an hour, but they needed me back in like 20, 15 minutes. I think that's all we got off. But, we just dedicate ourselves to women's basketball. So, by all
I
means
love that.
necessary, we need to talk.
We're addicted to the grind.
I can't stop watching women's basketball.
Before we get into it, can I ask you a life question?
Yes, go
It's
ahead.
springtime. We know what happens with springtime.
Spring. That's what I've been saying at work.
What are you gonna do when the ants decide to start coming into
Oh,
your house? Because
great.
it's starting for me. I want to know what your best solution is. Because I have mine, I want to know yours.
The best solution, really, you're helpless. You're just a victim. The ants could dominate. I try to put tape on cracks. They come from like in between the like wooden floor
Crevices.
boards, the crevices. Really, just keep the house clean. No food out. No crumbs on the floor. They'll find anything. Do they have noses? Like, I don't even understand how they know where a crumb is, like 50 feet into my house when they're
You
coming from
should see the
outside.
way they communicate. The way they communicate with their colony is unreal. I study them.
It's fascinating. I actually heard you could put them in a circle of death. I don't know if you heard about
I
that.
don't know that, no.
Yeah, you kind of lead the scent. Like you put a crumb out and then you put another, move the crumb to behind them. Because they leave a trail, the ants leave a trail of like scent so they can follow each other.
Pheromones.
The pheromones. So you'd crumb straight ahead, then crumb a little 90 degrees, and make a circle. And the pheromones they leave are in a circle, and the ants just keep going in a circle trying to find the crumb that's no longer there, and until they
Talk
can't.
about work ethic. You want to talk
Until
about someone that was putting the hours in the gym? You weren't with me shooting those shots in the gym.
no, who puts it? I'm the transition. I was gonna try to transition.
Ahead.
Who's like a.
Who's got the work ethic of an
Who's a
ant?
worker ant and who's a queen ant in the NCAA tournament right now?
I will say this. Many years ago, when Kobe was still alive, he knew that Haley Van Lith was special.
I
Now,
agree.
there are many, many, many talented women's basketball players. And somehow we now see Haley, leading her third team to an Elite Eight. She's back at the top of women's basketball. So somebody who is synonymous with that Mamba mentality, that work ethic, he saw that from Haley as just like a 16 or 17-year-old and said, I need to get my daughter around this person. So I feel like Haley Van Lith is one of those work ethic ants that will just work and work and work. Obviously, she's talented, but yes, the work ethic goes with it.
I 100% agree. She's the resiliency that she has on and off the court, now that we've come to light of with her mental struggles, is like no other player, and maybe all of women's basketball in the nation. She's gone from Louisville, which seemed like all peaches and cream, as the kids say, but she was struggling mentally. Then LSU was not the right fit, as we talked
Humble,
about.
definitely a humbling experience.
And then now at TCU, bringing them to their
She
first ever
led a
Elite Eight.
team, and she led basically a pro, she put a program on her shoulders, it seemed like.
Yeah, actually, Notre Dame's Olivia Miles, who said she's going to stay in the NCAA and put herself in the portal, I think the favorite to get grab her is TCU. So, who was going to TCU before HVL? I don't. Nobody.
Frogged horns. Speaking about portal, and just talking a little bit more about
NIL. The frog horns, what they do, like what the hand thing is.
It's like the Italian,
No, it's like a little claw. Like they put their pointer finger and middle finger and they bend it. And for some reason, that's a frog. I don't understand, but that's a frog.
All right. What sound effect would you give to that?
I'll rip it, I guess.
For some reason, I want to go ring.
Yeah, it's kind of a claw, but it's a frog, I guess.
Just talking about staying in the portal, like we have a very talented player at Notre Dame that just decided to forego the W. And stay in college. Is there that much more money in the NIL right now for top women's college basketball players than rookie contracts?
I'm doing the Dr. Evil pinky to the lip.
How much do you need?
$100
$100 billion.
It really is that.
You know Notre Dame has that alumni money. You know what I mean?
It's a historic college, a university, whatever you want to call it.
There are people that are in their 60s
and 70s. She's saying, I want out. She's saying, I'm out here.
Oh, so she wants to go somewhere else.
Yeah, she wants to go somewhere else, and she will go somewhere else. Not going in the draft, and she was slated to go number two in the draft.
Need stats on which school has the highest amount of money they can pay players. I know St. John's is up there for the men's team because they have an alumni who owns Vitamin Water, who's like a multi-billionaire, basically said, hi, Eric Pitino, I'll pay for whatever player you want. I want to know who that person is in women's basketball. We need to find that out.
That's a great, we do need to do our research and find out who's chalking up the dough.
Who are the donors?
Who are the donors? Respect the donors. Play for the donors.
You know, and I will say, you know those Cinderella teams you usually see in March Madness? I do feel like NIL, you're going to see that less and less and less.
I thought you were going to say more.
You look at the teams that are in the Final Four now for, I guess, men's and women. In men's, you have four number one seeds. In women's, you have UCLA, one seed.
One.
You have UConn, a two seed, who arguably, you know, is probably very close to a one seed. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, you have Texas. Are they a one?
Texas is a one seed, yep.
And you have one other
South Carolina. I'm pretty sure they're one seed, yeah.
So seven out of eight teams are one seeds, and one team is a two seed, who's arguably, possibly the favorite to win the women's tournament. Yeah.
I thought
College basketball has changed, I think, the landscape.
The WNBA just become kind of a landing spot to prove that you are the greatest, not to make the money, but to kind of showcase that you could win with the top level talent in the world, really.
I mean, you can make an argument that there's a chance you could make more money in college now if you play 4 years in women's basketball than the first.
Let's say 5 years.
Let's say you can make more money in the first 5 years of women's basketball than the first 5 years in the W.
I think without a doubt, especially with how many universities there are, you know, the players on teams in the kind of the middle of nowhere are now moving to a giant university because they're getting paid.
We got commercials. We got sneakers. We got signing bonuses. I mean, they're not student-athlete, amateur athletes anymore. It's professional athleticism. It's professional athletes.
Is it sort of like the dot-com boom or some type of like meme coin? Will this go away eventually?
I do think there's going to be some sort of regulation that's going to be in place because it's like the wild, wild west right now. But it almost seems like people who either have good agents, managers, or mothers and fathers that know how to make the most money are going to make the most money during this gold rush.
It is a gold rush. I saw if you're a top five pick or the number one pick in the WNBA draft, the most you can make is like 250 or 200. And right now, many top level college athletes will make like $1 million with NIL. Like, it's insane.
So yeah,
it's sort of like you're not even talking the biggest stars in the league. It extends to like the top 50 players in the league. I think
go further than that.
You think it goes 100? Like 100 players will. You see everybody jumping into the portal.
They're making money, man. They're making some serious coin.
I put on our social account these top four players are skipping the draft or missing the draft, however you want to phrase it. And I put AZ in there before she officially announced. But from the things I was reading, she was definitely staying. And people were on my case like, she's going to join. She's a top five player. What if she gets hurt again? She's like, how are you assuming this? And it was just common sense. Why would you ever want to go to the W right now? Unless you're graduated and you can't play in college anymore.
They must have a conversation right now. I'm sure the WNBA executive saying, we have a legitimate problem right now. Like, they're able to pay the athletes in college more money than we are able to give.
That's such a...
Why would you ever want to leave college? I'd want my seventh year of eligibility. Eighth year of eligibility.
Can you play for 8 years?
You can get some weird redshirt things happening. You can be a graduate student. You know, there's running jokes about some people, how they're like grandfathers. There's, you know, Kansas. I'm pretty sure that didn't TCU have a player that was in her like sixth or seventh year?
Yeah, Sedona Prince. She's probably the most hated college player of all time. Women's college player of all time. Internet really can't stand her. With reason, maybe. There's some allegations that surround her. They're just allegations. I think at least speak for myself. I don't want to jump the gun on anybody until proven innocent. What's the saying?
I think it's guilty until proven innocent. Innocent until proven guilty.
We're all Lexapro up over here. You know what I mean?
Do you know the Miranda rights? Do you know how to say them?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it right now, really quick, without even thinking. Oh. Anything you say can and will be used for you in the court of law. Something like that.
You have the right to attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be provided for you.
And then if you get arrested, they don't say Miranda rights, you're free. You're free to go.
Case dismissed. We didn't say them.
Yeah, we forgot to say those three lines, man.
The lawyer they outthought us. They got us.
God, I also hear if you're stopped by a state trooper and he doesn't have his hat on, the ticket doesn't count.
I've heard that too. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I think the winner of, I think UCLA and UConn is the championship.
I agree. South Carolina, people love them. I do. Dawn is just a GOAT coach. But they kind of faltered throughout the season. And even in the playoffs, they've had some really close games. UCLA and UConn have not at all.
I'm not taking anything away from the other two teams on the other side of the bracket. I just think that, and I go back to two podcasts ago, those are my teams that I think are the best teams in college basketball. And those are my picks who I think will win. So the winner that comes out of that game, and I'm very excited for that UCLA-UConn game. Two unbelievably talented teams. That is my winner for the championship in college women's basketball this season.
Wait, who'd you pick to win? Oh, you didn't pick yet. No, let's not pick yet. You just picked the championship game, right?
Those were
Before you talk.
Yeah.
Sorry. Was that rude?
No. You're fine. Go ahead.
www.zipit.com.org.net. I'm saying
when a fly comes along, you must zip it. Sorry, I had to go deep cut with my Austin Powers throwback.
Zip it. I put money on TCU winning it all.
Bet though, if you're putting real money, I think that's a good bet.
Early on in the season,
that's a value bet.
You want to know how much I put down?
I'm going to guess I want to guess the odds. Did you say before a game was even played?
But it was like early on in the season. They had like a big win. I saw Sedona. I saw Haley.
If you got them at 20 to, if you got them at 20 to 1,
they got Maddie Shear on there. Like,
was it 20 to 1? Was that, was 20 that the to odds 1 or means not?
What? Like, if I put $200 down on a 20 to 1, how much am I getting?
220 times 200.
Is that 20,000?
That would be 40,000.
Yeah, so I put like $250 down, and I could have $250 down, and I would have won $50,000 or something like
that. Yeah, so to me, that's a good bet. Even with the loss, that's a good bet.
Yeah.
That's a value bet, man.
Yeah. And it's funny, right before the game against Texas, it says, do you want to pull out your money? And the money, I put $250 down. It said $400. I would have, just for, you know, picking so early, but I...
So you didn't pull. You didn't pull out.
No, that's just not me.
Okay.
Three kids in and a vasectomy later.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You went. Oh, I see what you did there. No, man.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
That's late. I'm in the car. I got. I might have to. We might have to have a part three of this because I got meat in the trunk.
Huh?
How long can meat stay? Because I just went grocery shopping.
Oh, okay.
So I have ground meat.
I think you're good for 90 minutes.
With ground meat out of the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
The AC, I'm sure, is on in your car. It's not the summer.
Yeah.
It's nighttime. The sun's not beaming in. You're good.
All right. We have a little time here. Yeah, so I really, Haley, Sedona, Maddie, I was trusting that squad, man. I thought they could really, really make... They did make some noise. I thought they could have beat Texas, too. It's just they started off awful. That 11 turnovers.
They didn't play particularly great.
No.
You know, it's. I still think it's a good bet you made.
Yeah.
Are we legally allowed to make bets now that we have a podcast?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't want to tout our horns a little bit, but... The fact that Instagram reached out to you and gave you the blue check mark is kind of a nice milestone for us.
Yeah, that's a good milestone for us. We got the blue check verified. We're going to try to get a check or whatever they do on TikTok. Those are probably our two biggest social accounts instead in the TikTok.
I got the chills when you told me that that they reached out and they're like, "Hey, you know, you're a blue check mark." I'm like, "Really? We only have 2,500 followers. So it was awesome, man. Testament to your hard work.
Likewise. It's a team effort here, just like it is in UConn. A queen ant is probably Paige, right? If we're talking ants still.
She moves the needle at this point with who's in the yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the big from UCLA could be a queen.
Oh, she's a queen ant. No, you're right. Lauren Betts. I actually was doing some research on the Betts, her siblings.
One T or two T's?
Two T's.
Oh, okay, we're not talking about gambling anymore. That type of bets. Okay, go ahead.
No, wait. Well, she should the NIL should really look into that.
Oh my gosh, FanDuel needs to get Betts.
FanDuel, if you're not on Betts already, she could be the best player in the nation right now, over Paige. Depending what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
6'8" with footwork. What did she shoot? 80%?
And a touch.
Insane.
Yeah.
And a touch.
The efficiency is unreal.
Wild. She's a... I'd like to see her personality a little more. But
she
she's
can
new
cash
to
out with that last name, man, with those gambling sites.
FanDuel.
She really can.
That's a bet.
Who's another celebrity that, just out of sheer luck of their name, has cashed out?
You know, there's a lot of good names in the that should. There's a, I'm forgetting her team. That's so late. Her name's Regan or Reagan Beers.
Okay.
Come on, Beers is a last name.
Oh.
That's pretty good right there.
Uh huh.
That's really. But let me just talk about the Betts really quick.
Go ahead.
Sister Sienna Betts will be joining UCLA next year.
6'4".
6'4". That's right. 6'8". Her brother, I think his name Dylan.
Dylan Betts.
You know how tall this guy is?
He's 6'9".
No, up.
7?
Higher.
No.
7'2".
Huh.
That's an insane family. They need a show.
Keeping up with the bets.
Keeping up with the bets. I'd watch. God, that's.
I'll tell you this.
What do they drink milk?
They would not be. They would be uncomfortable in my garden apartment.
Talk to me about your garden apartment a little bit before we.
All right, you go to the back room. You go down 5 stairs.
Okay.
You walk in.
Already a problem for like Lauren.
You walk in. There's a kitchen with a refrigerator from 50 years ago that it's running all the time. Where you eventually become numb to it. There's ants all over the time because it's spring. There's no windows.
No windows?
No, there's no windows, man.
Oh, man.
There's no carbon. I don't have a carbon monoxide detector.
No, you need to get that.
I don't have that.
Let's work on that. Okay.
And then after that, you have a bathroom. I do have a TV with a little exposed brick. That is a luxury.
Oh, whoa.
And I do have my king size bed, 600 foot square feet. I don't want to flex on anyone, but yes, it is, it's a nice little cave, if you will.
Do me a favor for the next podcast. Just measure the length of your bed and see.
It's funny you say that.
This is completely platonic. Just, yeah. Can Lauren sleep in a normal size bed?
It's really funny you say that. I'm going to answer that. I'm only 5'8", and my feet sometimes go over the bed. So I actually feel like for pro athletes that go to, visit hotels or, are on the road, if they don't have a proper night, if they don't have a good bed or a good... that could give you a bad night's sleep and possibly back pain. I'm a small
man.
Male in America, and my feet are going to the edge of the bed.
You're a tall man in Asia, I think. I don't know what the average height is, but
I don't
think it's below 5'8".
I don't know the stats there. But, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Where I went to college, there was a Division I player that transferred to my school that was a Division III player.
Okay.
He was in the ESPN Top 100. He was right behind Amari Stoudemire. Amari was in the number 5. I think he was number 6. He was 7'1". I don't know if you remember my starter car. It was a 325 BMW convertible. It was a small convertible.
Yeah, it was nice.
So one semester, this is kind of a funny story. I think it's good. He's 7'1", and our dorms get flooded right before the semester starts, and he's on the basketball team.
Okay.
So we're in a Holiday Inn 15 minutes from campus, and he's got practice, okay? Uh-huh. And he can't miss practice. He'd get in trouble. And if you miss the bus, the next bus doesn't come from the Holiday Inn to campus for another 30 minutes. So I think he would call me T-Money or T-Biggs. He's like, T-Biggs, can I get a ride to the school? I got to make it to practice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, man, no problem. So the top comes down. We get in the car.
Uh-huh.
And you know the size of the car. It ain't big. 325 BMW convertible.
Yeah, it's like a smaller than a Mini Cooper, it felt like.
Yes. So we're on the high. You had to drive on the highway. So we're going 70 miles an hour. Uh-huh. And everything above his shoulders is above the windshield. And he's getting hit with bugs left and right in his face, spitting bugs out. And I've never seen anything like it before.
Hurry up.
And I would see him for the next 2 months, and he'd be like, yeah, Team Bunny drove me to practice. I was spitting out bugs and stuff in his car. And the way he would retell the story would always make me laugh, because I specifically remember looking over and him having windshield wipers in his eyes, with his fingers.
How did these athletes function in a normal society in America. How long is Lauren's bed?
I'll tell you what, Kenny George, before he got his foot amputated, he couldn't fly. He had to get his dad to drive him. You know Kenny George.
So how tall was Kenny George again?
Kenny was 7'8".
God. I remember Kenny, yeah, they had his dad had to make a minivan into like a personal car where the passenger seat was in the back seat.
Yeah.
For his legs. Yeah.
And for inbounds plays, you'd hear people in the background say, it won't work.
Because...
Like, I always remember
standing
that.
Down low.
Yeah, it won't work.
Kenny George, that's a good reference right there. God, so hopefully if Lauren's getting a good night's sleep in Tampa, she could bring home the chip. I think first time ever for UCLA women's ball.
I got a question for you, a little curveball. What would be like a women's college basketball April Fool's thing we could say? That would, like, be like, oh, my God, you got me, man. But, like, you know, it'd be, like, push it to the limit, but not too far.
Oh, you want it pushed to the limit.
Not to a point where people are getting, like, you know, with what happened with Ricky Martin in Times Square back in the 90s.
Jeez, that's a New York Spanish or Latin radio station reference right there from the probably early aughts. Anyway, a good April Fool's joke that's pushing the envelope.
And I don't think it can involve an injury because that's going too far.
Like saying, like, this isn't pushing the envelope, but saying Paige is going to
retiring from basketball.
Yeah, something like that.
Paige Beckers has decided to declare for the MLB draft. Go the Jordan route.
That would be pretty good. Or she's yeah, something with Paige. There was rumors that Paige was going to forego the draft, play unrivaled, and then be in the draft next year.
Ooh. I did a little April Fool's joke on my basketball players today. I called my team in, and I gave them all detention slips to give to their parents. On the back, it says April Fool's.
Ah, that's good.
And it says, like, reason for detention. It said for not moving the ball fast enough.
That's a good coach prank.
Try to emphasize ball movement a little bit more.
Absolutely. How long can this ground? Really, 90 minutes? It's been a half hour. I feel like I need to get the
It's still good. All right, so are we doing picks or what?
All right, yeah. It's Texas versus South Carolina. Is it?
I'm going. Can I pick that team? Can I pick that game?
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Uh-huh. And then UCLA, UConn, which is the championship game in my eyes.
I'm going UCLA, the 2 seed.
No, and UConn's the 2 seed.
I'm sorry, I'm going UConn, the 2 seed. I misspoke.
You, 2 U's.
I like how Paige is playing. I like how UConn's playing. I think that they play at a fast enough tempo and physical enough where they can not completely neutralize Betts, but I think that they can slow down enough. And I
Who's
have UConn.
Who's the tallest player on UConn? Who's banging down low with Betts? Sarah Strong, probably.
Strong, I believe, is 6. Close to 6'7", though.
She might be 6'2 or 6'3, yeah. There's a big height difference.
But UConn is my pick to win the whole thing.
Hey, shout out to the losers that put together the seeding and the women's NCAA tournament, because they were jonesing for Juju Page matchup, a rematch. Which made no sense. UConn has a 2 seed, USC has a 1 seed, and look, Juju gets hurt. It's not the matchup you want, and now you get what should have been the championship game, UCLA and UConn, in the Final Four. So,
I saw a really heartfelt message from the coach of USC, talking about a text message that she got from Gino 2 days after, in the regular season, USC had beaten UConn at USC, just talking about, you know, that's a really big win for your program, Gino had said, and, she was getting choked up talking about it. Just, like, kind of class personified. I really do think Gino, as tough as he is on his players, he cares about them and he's trying to squeeze out and make them the best players they can be.
People and say he's Grandpa G now. He has a little emotion to him.
I actually am going to go a different route from what you had said a couple episodes ago.
Uh-huh.
How Paige was, you know, tired and worn down a little bit. I don't think it was just Gino. I think it was also the media.
Hmm. It was getting to her?
Could you imagine those questions 24/7? What are you going to do next year? What are you going to do? Paige, what is, do you think you're the best?
Paige, oh, are you going to go out with me?
Like, that's a lot.
Like, just simps left and right.
22, 23 years old. That's a lot, man. The spotlight is on you all the time. You're essentially the LeBron of women's basketball in college. It ain't easy when you have the magnifier. You can't mess up at all, or it's a national story.
You know what? You might be right, because now she's hitting a stride. I think three straight games of 30 or more, one with 40. And
a little emotion. I saw a little emotion. NF1? Is that what you... I like that.
Me too. I love that. If that was in the NBA, you get suspended. It's soft over there in the NBA.
Oof.
Dylan Brooks, I think I just saw him get suspended, get kicked out of a game for doing nothing. Really soft over there.
We had a little malice at the Palace 2.0 the other night. I don't know if you saw Detroit and...
I know, and all the coaches were just little, they were wimps.
Dante,
hey, there's no room for that here anymore. That isn't the answer. I just want to coach. You know what? We're a tough effing team, and if you're going to shove us around, we're going to shove you back. And if it goes into the stands, so what? Be the heel a little bit, Detroit bad. They're the bad boys over there.
Well, I did like that the biggest instigator on Detroit, he held his jersey up, and he was like pointing to the Detroit like, yeah, we're the bad boys. We're back.
Yeah, we're Detroit.
I know somewhere it made Dennis Rodman and Bill Laimbeer smile. I don't know if you know, one of the Detroit bad boys was a WNBA coach for a very long time, Bill Laimbeer. He was the big
legendary.
Man.
Yeah.
He brought the big man
eyeballs to the W when he was coaching.
Early on.
Yeah. The Shock, I think. Detroit Shock, pretty sure. But, yeah, we're getting UCLA, UConn. That is the... To me, whoever wins that wins it all. I think South Carolina goes back to the championship game. And, UConn is just on a roll. The momentum's all there. Yeah, it's Paige's. This is it. Paige's.
It's the college basketball. It's the college basketball capital of the world, men's and women's, possibly.
Connecticut. Who would have thought?
Right now.
Who would have thought? Wait, really quick. Can coaches enter the transfer portal too?
Yeah, they do it every day.
Can Gino say, hey, I'm entering the portal?
Of course. There's no portal, but he could just leave whenever he wants. That's why these players that are giving so much heat, the coaches have been doing it for decades.
Yeah.
I don't know if you followed Maryland basketball. They were in the Sweet 16 or Elite 8. The guy knew he was leaving before the game even happened because he basically, on principle, took the Villanova job. And it leaked. And they were saying, are you leaving? He's like, I don't know. They lose the game the next day. He accepts the offer for the Villanova job. So, yeah, coaches do it all the time.
Yeah.
They're always looking to better themselves. So, you know, when the players get this heat, you know, I think you got to look at it full picture. Everyone's trying to do what the best for themselves and their family. So I don't fault anybody.
I completely
especially
agree.
If they're trying to put themselves in a better situation to make the league or the W or play overseas. They're trying to put themselves in a better situation.
Yeah, I got you said it well, Tom, for being it so late. I'm starting to worry about the meat. I think I'm starting to smell this ground meat here. But my championship game is UConn versus South Carolina. And then a coaching, talking about coaches, Gino and Dawn, two of the, maybe the two most legendary coaches in women's basketball history.
I'm excited for it. Can I put out a little teaser? Next week, we have a guest that is a New Jersey Hudson County legend, scored over 2,000 points in high school, scored over 2,000 points in college. I'm going to leave it at that. I cannot wait to talk to our new guest next week.
And that's it. Thank you guys for listening.